Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, this is shaky now, and I'm kind of nervous.
All right, well, while Derek tries to get himself down.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
If he can get, there he goes. We're all right.
Sports Talk Saturday.
If I got injured on the air and everyone heard it, is that a good worker's comp case?
Probably be the easiest one. And I feel like it'd probably be the first time it ever happened here.
Hold it! We also heard it be my own fault, so.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, no, it actually wouldn't even be cut and dry at all.
It'd just be funny.
On WGR.
It'd be a great open.
Sports Radio 550.
And a great open it is. Our old buddy Josh Schmidt. On
yes.
That one.
Yeah.
As I stood up on a chair to stand up on my soapbox. I don't even remember what it was about anymore, but I know that I stood up on the chair, and the sound that you hear of like what's coming crashing down, those are my headphones.
At least it wasn't you.
Not me. Oh, yeah, that would have been a louder crash and no panicked scream. That just would have been thuds. But I figured, this is Sports Talk Saturday, Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evan's on the board. I figured today's a good day to return for a return to form, Joe.
Okay.
And what do I mean by that?
The band?
Yes.
Okay.
We bring back the band. Why? Because there is a hockey team that is... Yeah, I'm going to be meaner today. Useless in terms of taking the pressure off of the Bills and talking about them.
Yeah, it's not great. Like I said in the update, I mean, these just it just writes itself at this point. Can't win on the road. You're 2-8-2, and
they haven't won a road game in regulation since April 1st
of last season
of last year.
April Fools, the Sabres actually won on the road.
Well,
can you believe
this, it?
It
would be of this year.
Of this year, yeah, last season. Yeah, April Fools. What a joke. The Sabres and could actually win on the road in regulation. It's just so frustrating.
The general manager can't even make a move to get rid of a single goaltender to allow for goaltenders to be more fresh and keep things going. So that's all the time that we're going to have on the Buffalo Sabres. But you know what? We'll write what we want to write.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. No, I want to return to form to get into the bant, Joe. Why? Because, well, I feel like that's more entertaining than talking about the hockey team.
Or watching.
So today... When do you get your Christmas shopping done? It's the start of December. It's something that is there. And I'm going to go ahead and say it out loud with my chest and own it. I stink at this.
If I remember last year, I think we might have had a conversation about this. And I actually was on top of it last year where I had stuff done weeks in advance.
Yes.
I know people who have already started, gotten it done. I probably will be later to the party this year. And
welcome to the club.
I'm a little
Joe.
Nervous about it.
Yes.
I'm a procrastinator by nature.
Yes.
I am. I hate to admit that. I am a procrastinator by nature. I'm looking in my next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm not seeing a lot of time to hit the stores. So
No. It's
gonna be down to the wire. It's gonna be down to the wire. My fiance actually texted me today, hey, we should start doing some Christmas shopping, and I just kind of thumbs up the message just to appease, you know. But not a lot of thought going into when that's actually going to take place.
Well, in the words of Simple Plan, welcome to my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I am notoriously bad at this. Every year, I am the Christmas procrastinator.
I can't even give people Christmas gifts. I struggle. Like, they ask me, what do you want? Family members, whatever.
Okay, okay.
And friends, like, even for a gift exchange.
Oh, yes. I hate getting asked that question.
What do you want?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't tell you. Like, if I'm thinking housewives, I'm microwave. You know what I'd also like some equipment, like for the show, like podcast stuff. Sure, like that'd be cool too. But nothing's in the price range of anybody.
Yeah,
that'd be something I buy for myself. So it's like I'm in a weird spot. I have trouble, like a coat. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Like that's probably it.
Yeah, like, and sometimes it's also, you know, what's taking the majority of my attention will sometimes shift.
Mm-hmm.
So that answers more of a safety net of like, okay, I don't know if I want to purchase something or have someone purchase something for me and then feel bad that it's not getting used.
Yeah, that's always the worst when you do get something from someone and it just kind of sits in the box.
Yeah.
Unused, and they didn't give you the gift receipt necessarily in some situations, so there's no real way out.
But
there's
even then, I don't want you getting me something and having a gift receipt attached to it, because that's also still they may not like it. Like, no, I want you to have confidence in getting something.
See, I'll take a gift receipt any day of the week.
I feel bad.
I appreciate the thought.
I feel guilty.
They're also
admitting it in.
They're admitting to you, though.
You're a pain in the butt.
No, they're like, you might not like this. I'm going to hedge my bet here. You can go get something you want with the same money I used to get this in a quick exchange. So,
I feel terrible
about
that sort of thing. I feel awful about it. I cannot.
It's a
thoughtful thing. You went and got a gift for me and I'm returning it?
But here's the question.
That's a slap
in
the face.
Would they rather said gift just sit and not be used or return for something that you actually would use? Probably the latter. Right?
Yes.
So that's where I, with the gift receipt, it gives you pretty much the ultimate power, because you don't have to tell them verbatim you don't like it. You say, oh, I exchange it for this. Something more useful. You're not saying I didn't like your gift. Did you see that Tim Robinson skit where,
no.
Oh, this is going to be funny.
No.
Just get ready for this. So he's at a gift exchange and giving a Christmas gift to somebody, and it has a gift receipt. And they clearly don't like the gift, right?
Right.
And he's like, well, if you like it so much, just give me the gift receipt back. And they are reluctant to give the gift receipt back. So then they finally just give it back. Then he eats it, right? This is where it goes off the rails. Then he gets sick. And he's like, you didn't wash your hands after you wiped. Now I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I just ate poo-poo paper, all this stuff, right? So it goes crazy from there. But the whole original premise of, oh, you like it so much, give me back the gift receipt.
That's the thing.
The fake reaction. But that's only some people. If I give someone a gift with a gift receipt, I'm happy they just – it's still my money either way. I'm still indirectly getting them whatever they get with the exchange. So I'm okay with that.
And it's not about the giving portion of that, because that's what you're saying. It is me feeling guilty as the recipient that, like, I don't like it. Or necessarily, I'm not going to use it. That is the part where I would be guilt-ridden. And I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm, like, crying on my way into, like, the Target. Like, like, no, I don't like that feeling. And oftentimes, that's just how I feel about that sort of thing. I'm either going to end up keeping it and then not using the gift or utilizing it or, you know, something like that. Or I'm going to be, like, upset that I'm taking this thing back.
Right.
And, oh, no. So, so a little behind the scenes here. We're getting some construction
did on the
building.
If you can't hear it over the air, you might be able to hear
it. We're getting some construction did on the building. The door right next to us is one of the exits that we would typically have for this place.
Mm-hmm.
And now every time I see somebody walk by us...
Oh,
in this studio,
going into it. Yeah.
You know they're going to a door that is now sealed off. It's locked. So now every time that I see somebody walk past me, literally what happened there of, oh no, like I know what's about to happen here. You're going to get to that door. It's going to be locked and you're going to go kicking yourself going, yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot, because we all forget now.
Yeah.
So
I'm just looking for Christmas palm trees right now.
I would absolutely use those.
Yeah. Would I have to give you a receipt if I got
you
one of those?
No, you wouldn't need to get me a gift receipt.
Okay.
I would. That's a confidence. That's the other thing. Confidence. Confidence is key. We work in media, Joe. Confidence is key.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to shatter other people's. You know?
Yeah.
It's a guilt thing. That's what it is for me. But what you're saying about, like, I will get a gift receipt for gifts that I give to other people because, well, I'm not other people.
Mm-hmm. And you're still indirectly
helping them
get them a gift. It's still your money either way.
It's just becoming more of their discretion. I don't like getting people gift cards because it's impersonal. It is a little bit of the autonomy, but also it's you have to go to this specific store.
See, that depends. If I know.
If you know somebody likes a certain thing, say it's
like a certain pepper named restaurant, right?
Yes.
For a good old trip dip or something like that. I know who to get that gift card for.
Yes.
And they'll enjoy it and use it.
And that's the thing. Is like if you're getting a gift card for someone, it has to be specific because you know they're going to like going to a certain store. When I talk about a mart.
Mm-hmm. A big box store?
A big box store. If I get a gift card to someone for a big box store.
Wally World?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bullseye.
Yes.
I feel like that's impersonal. That's kind of like, I'd rather get you a gift card to a grocery store because I know that you're going to be alive.
Yeah.
Because you're buying sustenance.
I know some people who if I get them, say, a card for a clothing line store or something like that, right? They will just go to town in there. And I know they'll be because I don't think, say I pick out an outfit,
yep.
Right? Might not be the best judge of that person's specific taste.
Right.
If I get them a gift card there and I know they're going to go spend $50 and put an outfit together or something, that's a fine gift card for me. Even with Bullseye or something like that. They have a lot of clothes in there people tend to like.
I will say, being given clothes as a gift, it's typically just, you know, if you've got the size right, I'm good. I'll wear the clothing. I don't care about style. I'd say look at me, but I work in radio. That's the joke. But then we have YouTube sometimes. So, you know.
Sometimes, yes.
So sometimes look at me. I don't necessarily have style. The bullpen would disagree when I've got the Trogdor shirt on like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But that was for a good cause. That was a 26 shirts shirt.
Yes.
That's kind of what that is. So, yeah. Anyway, getting ourselves rolling here. A little nice little warm-up, like in old times.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nice to have that. And, yeah, that's where it is. I'm pretty sure we'll revisit this discussion.
Yeah, multiple weeks. Especially when we do end up getting the gifts or whatever, for people.
Yeah.
So, might be the week before Christmas, but, you know, it'll happen. It'll happen. I would just rather, in the same respect, I'd rather talk about anything than the Buffalo Sabres right now. And I know it's our job and it's tough to complain about that, but I don't know, man. There's only so much, not to transition off the Christmas gift stuff, but there's only so much. And I know we were, you said that was that for the Sabres, but I have one more thing to say. It's just.
Before you do that and before we get out of this warm up.
Okay.
We're going to go to the phones and get connected with our fans.
All right.
Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com because Mike in Lakewood has a take. And, Mike, what you got for us?
Yeah, fellas, when you get a little older, one of the great joys in life is taking somebody shopping. My brother lives in Florida, and I only get to see my nieces a couple times a year. So we do their birthday and Christmas when I go down there, and I take them out to supper and take them wherever they want, and I buy them their gifts. I let them pick, and I'm not super old. I'm only 50 from 55, but it's just fun to see their eyes light up when they get to choose what they want.
Mike, that is a strategy I am 1,000% employing for my niece this year. So thank you for the call. My nephew, I know what to get him. Anytime that I see him, he becomes like my shadow.
Mm-hmm.
He'll follow me around. So I know exactly what to do for him. But my niece, not really.
Yeah.
So, no, that is a strategy that I feel like should be employed by everybody. So, Mike, thank you for the call. That's why I wanted to take that. Because I saw the enough of the screen on that, and I'm like, okay, that's actually a really good strategy that I think more people should employ, because you don't have to do that necessarily just for children either.
Yeah, you could do
that
with anybody.
That's the other part of that.
Could do that with anybody.
You could do that with anybody, and then you're making your contribution while they get to pick it out and have their autonomy. So thanks for the call, Mike. I really liked that. Now, finish the points so that we can move on.
Yeah. So I think it's just, as somebody who's not, it was tough for me to be a diehard Sabres fan when I was younger, right?
Right.
Because my entire childhood, like to the Bills, were bad, right?
Right.
I was five the last time they were any good, so I was just starting to watch sports but not really understand them. I just don't understand how, like, where we go from here with this team. Like, they're good. They try and bring hopes back. It's the Godfather or whatever. As soon as I'm out, they pull me back in. And then all of a sudden, they're throwing you back out again. I just don't. Alex Tuch, I don't think, will be a Buffalo Sabre next year. Tage Thompson is only good as a center. Rasmus Dahlin, frustrated. He's running hot since he's been back, right? Like, I get it. He's always a little hot.
He gave a little smack to Zegers that could have earned him a suspension, but didn't.
Yes. Like, in the goalie situation, you have three goaltenders, and you're not, you're just riding the hot hand, but then it takes them a game to get hot. So then you're like, you're throwing three guys into the mix here.
But also, if a guy gets hot, then a goalie's not playing for 20 days like Alex Lyon did.
They need to just choose the goaltender and go from there. And then Owen was, he had a little mini rant. I don't know if you caught that earlier this week.
I did catch that a little earlier of,
The excuses from the team really bother me after the games, and I'm with him on that. Because it's not just that one. That one was specifically bad, and I understand why he got hot. But in general, it's always it is like that, the bad bounces. Oh, they wanted it more, or whatever, right? Like,
yep.
That's not good. Like, that's not what you're supposed to say. You don't want the other, you want to want it. And it doesn't look like they want it when they're out there sometimes.
And
like,
ready?
It's just ridiculous.
It's easy because Thompson and Tuch were the two players that really screamed there needs to be more accountability with this team. That's why they were excited about Lindy Ruff, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, there hasn't been.
That accountability still does not exist when the general manager has been there for 6 years, has fired a coach. Actually, he's fired two.
Yeah.
And they've still not gotten to the playoffs. As a matter of fact, the coach you fired had the most successful season within the drought.
It's kind of crazy. The Don Granato's scapegoat.
Yep. Like, you scapegoated Granato, and your team got worse from there. Maybe there is the problem, and nothing's going to change. That's the real problem. Nothing's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
At the very best, Adams does not have his contract renewed at the end of the year. But I don't see ownership publicly humiliating a general manager whose contract is done at the end of the year. That's just not his style. That's not what he wants to do. It seems like there's a good relationship there between general manager and ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing to have if the team is fine.
It's not
a bad thing to have anyway, really. Like,
you want synergy between the GM, the ownership, and the coach.
You want interpersonal relationships. I'm not going to shame that.
Yeah.
But this is a business, and it is a results-based business, and
they're not getting results.
The guy who's running the team for 6 years now is not getting results, and therefore the accountability doesn't exist because he's not being held accountable in the most extreme sense of, if you don't get the job done, you got to go.
And
which is what he did to Don Granato.
Yeah, and at the end of this year, he'll be 40% of the playoff drought.
Yep.
So where's the accountability there?
Exactly.
That's my question.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we end this segment going back to some joy?
Yeah. Yeah, and then we can get into the Bills.
Yes.
Like, that's so much more joyful. But.
Yes. So we'll go back to the Bant discussion here for a moment, because Jay in Hamilton's got something. Jay, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
I know this is a sports radio show, but I love how this station can deviate, so it's amazing. So
we want to have fun.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so The gift receipts, just be mindful that whenever you put them, you are laying out there exactly how much you spent.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on, you know, what you've, you know, my wife and I, you know, when we were a bit younger, I'm 52 now, we couldn't always buy the most expensive stuff. So we try to find stuff that looked really expensive. So when you do the gift receipts, you're just kind of laying out here, here's what I think you're worth. So just for that.
Oh, boy.
The other thing real quick is, so being 52, back in the day, we had real Boxing Day sales, right? So Boxing Day was the day you went out and shopped. And my parents, I think from when we were like 12, every year gave my brother and I cash. We got a stocking with some stuff, cash the next day. We knew how much it was beforehand, but we had to wait. And that day, when we go out with our friends and stuff, we had the best day going out, buying the sales stuff, getting up early, going to this place, had the best pizza. It was such an amazing day. But having that money, that when we came back and my parents saw what we got, they were so happy, took the pressure off them, took the pressure off us, and it's been the best thing. I don't do it now. My wife wants to buy gifts. I lost that fight, but it's a great memory growing up. Thanks, boys.
Jay, thanks for the call. And to the point, though, like, yeah, the show is literally called Sports Talk Saturday, and we talked maybe about a collective 7 minutes about sports, and it's about the bad hockey team.
Yeah.
So far. Don't worry, we're going to get back into it. But it's fun to mix these things up. It's topical. We've got a couple of people calling in already, so thanks for everyone that already is. But I do like the point that he said of, like,
it'll alert
somebody.
They'll see
how much you spent.
Yeah. If you cheaped out a little bit, they're going
to
know.
I do think there's a good compromise to that, which is typically you talk to a person and go, hey, I'm going to give you X amount of budget for a gift to get me. Like, mm-hmm. And we're going to set that as the standard for each other. That's something that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
Because then you go, hey, we're putting this kind of cap on it. And if you go over it, you're a jerk. If you go under it, depending on how much under it, you might be seen as a jerk. You're not a jerk for either of the things. It's just like, if you, for example, it's like if it's $25 and you spend like $26.08, like, I don't think you're going to get ripped for that. Oh, the budget was $25. What are you doing? How dare you? You made me look like a silly pants. No, I don't think that's what's going to happen here. If you spent $24.12, are you finding anything for like 70 some odd cents? No. Like, that's just not happening.
No. I agree.
So, yeah. Predetermined budgets. That's a good way to save it so that you can get the gift receipt for someone if they don't like it.
Or a gift exchange. That always I'm in a big family, right? So we always do a, like, even just me and my direct siblings, like, I don't want to buy, I'm the oldest of eight, right? So I don't want to buy gifts for seven people. Yeah.
You have eight?
Mixed family.
Oh, okay. But cousins. Yes. No?
No.
Okay.
Like step siblings and half siblings.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So
I thought it was straight, and I'm like, dang.
No.
Joe Callie, elder statesman.
I am the oldest.
I mean, you are.
Yeah,
yes.
But like, I don't want to buy gifts for seven people. No offense.
Right.
So we just draw names out of a hat now. So that's also an appropriate way to save some money if you do a gift exchange.
Typically also, you do the gift exchange and you set a dollar amount on it. You set a budget.
So yes.
People aren't spending too much or outside of their means.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing to it.
So, exactly.
All right. We'll get back to being Sports Talk Saturday coming up next here. By the way, Bob Gaughan joining us at noon to talk about UB and St. Bonaventure, a nice little return to form for Big Four basketball at Alumni Arena this afternoon, right around the corner from us at the Amherst Studios. So that should be exciting. We'll talk to Bob about that as well. We'll talk plenty more about the Bills, the action against the Jaguars, the Darius Slay saga that has now effectively come and gone, and plenty more here. Derek Kramer, Joe Callie, thanks for hanging out with us. We're hanging out with you until 2 o'clock here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league. A guy that pretty much seen every coverage. So it's not like you're going to fool them too much. So we just got to go in and just play team total defense, fly around, read our keys. Don't try to be a hero and just do our job and just fly around. I feel like we'll be pretty good.
Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White on game plan against the Bengals. Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer back with you. Bills Bengals coming up tomorrow, 1 o'clock at Highmark. Was supposed to be 425. It got rolled back a little bit.
I've noticed not a lot of a climate for this game.
No, because truthfully, the Bengals' defense is terrible, right? They did have a good game against
Baltimore.
Shouldn't
that make you think, okay, the offense has got to produce here, point blank period?
Yes, but
I think it's
Chase Brown also really scares me. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think it has more to do with the fact that the Bills have not done particularly well with Cincinnati since Burrow has been there.
This is a very different Cincinnati team, though. Like, from 2 years ago, that defense
was good.
Murked you in the playoffs and the regular season. Like,
Lou Anamuro is one of the better defensive minds in the game.
Yes, and it's more, I would say, your front office doesn't know how to pay people either. So, like, that's also been a problem. Hendrickson's going to be out. So, like, yeah, it's not really a clash of the Titans, if you will, by any means. It's just more so, can the Bills move to 9-4? And keep the Bengals down, right?
Like, and keep pace with potential seeding.
Yeah, because if you lose this game, questions are going to be asked. Like, that's where
I don't
we're
know
at.
About questions being asked. Cincinnati is a great offense.
Are they, though?
With Burrow?
Burrow back, is still not 100% healthy and can't really escape.
They're a great offense because Joe Flacco was throwing for 400 yards.
Yeah, but even then, they got stopped pretty good by the Steelers. Like, there have been games where they haven't been able to really work.
But if you're able to do that with Burrow, or with Flacco, excuse me?
Yeah.
You've got the makings of a great offense. It is their defense that has let them down. There are several times this year where they've scored 30 or more points, including 38 against the Jets and 42 against the Bears, actually.
Yeah.
And they lost both of those games.
Well, yeah. They just get into shootouts. I mean, that's really it.
But that's the thing. And then you see, like, the defense just does not get a stop for you. And you mentioned Chase Brown. He has some interesting words several weeks back now. Like, it was after one of those games of, you know, get off the field, effectively paraphrasing what he said there, to a point where the coach goes, yeah, I got to talk to him about that.
Yeah.
And not to make a big deal of it, but I got to talk to him about that. But there's frustration within that team of one side does have a feeling that the other doesn't really do its job. So, and here come the Bills offense, where they're inconsistent as heck. You don't know what you're going to get out of them from any week.
not the greatest at halftime adjustments from what I've seen from the offensive coordinator at this point.
No.
And especially compared to the Bills' defense when it comes to adjustments, they are very lacking on the offensive side of the ball compared to the Bills' defense. The Bills' defense can get rocked around, knocked around in the first half. The thing is that they take their lessons from it. The defense almost seemingly is like it's wise, and that's probably because McDermott has the defensive background. He's able to help with those adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have that acumen with the offensive side of the football, so he's not going to really be of much assistance there. The coordinator's kind of, I don't want to say out to sea, but it's not, you know, it's not going to be great.
Right.
The amount of adjustments that can be done there, where McDermott's mind, he is a smart fella when it comes to defenses. The man knows defense.
No, I mean, look at what happens when he takes over, right?
Right.
And we know it's a split action between him and Babich, as McDermott's pointed out, right?
Right.
But still,
but
there's a steep drop. When he's not in charge of that defense, he's a little more aggressive. He really knows how to make defensive backs work in schemes. Like we've seen, like a guy like Jamarcus Ingram, who's unfortunately not on this roster anymore, what he was able to do when McDermott was calling plays, right? Like, it works. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to utilize these guys in the best possible way. And now you're down a defensive back, effectively.
So we'll talk about that later. I think of the meme of like the parent holding one of the children up and the other's like actively like struggling to swim. So if you've got two young coordinators that are both struggling right now, it is not because of attention, it's because of ability. How much help can the defense get in halftime adjustments versus what the offense can get?
Right.
That said, you should be able to get things done and do some adjusting. You see that Houston's dominating you in the pass rush when it comes to protecting five. There should be more chips, not less, in the second half. From tight ends, from running backs, anywhere. Instead, you let two injured offensive tackles bear the brunt of stopping an incredible Texans pass rush. And, well, eight sacks later on the entire game, and that's the result that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, funny enough, though, yesterday I saw something from Carl Jones, WIVB in Buffalo. More or less, he saw a graph from Football Insights, and it's the percentage blitz rate versus percentage disguise coverage on the X and Y axes. The Texans are just in this bottom left corner where they don't hide their coverage and they don't blitz you. And Carl said, the Texans play the most disrespectful brand of defense ever. They're showing you exactly how they're going to play it.
Yeah.
And they're still stopping you.
Yeah. They can't. They're a wagon, that defense. Like you said, they're telling you exactly what they're doing, and you're still not going to be able to stop it.
They have
talent.
They're
pointing at you and laughing at you, essentially, is what they're doing.
They're like, saying, do it. Beat us. Here's how it's going to look. I dare you. We've got our guys up against yours, and ours are better. Here at Globo Gym, we're better than you, and we know it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's basically what they're doing.
So the Bengals are kind of the opposite on defense. The Bengals defense is White Goodman eating on the couch after the dodgeball tournament. I'm not going to say the words that he utters on the couch.
No, but we all get what you're saying. Yeah.
Something about Chuck Norris.
Especially without... without Hendrickson.
Exactly. So, Shamar Stewart hasn't had a sack since September of last year when he was at Texas A&M. Now would be an awful good time to keep that number the same as it is. Spencer Brown, questionable. Does he play? Does he not play? I don't know. But Deion Dawkins is healthy. He clears concussion protocol. He's ready to go. The Bills like to predicate having that balance. I think that balance is going to be necessary for the rest of the year. We're just going to have to all deal with it. Sorry, it doesn't look as cool, everyone. We're just going to have to go. That's our cross to bear this year now, okay? Sorry. Mm-hmm. There's not much that can be done about it. As a matter of fact, the general manager is trying to make roster moves. Some of them blow up in his face. Mecole Hardman fumbles a punt and gets injured and is put on IR. Mm-hmm. Darius Slay just decides, I'm not going to show up.
Even though it's the same temperature here as in Pittsburgh.
But that doesn't mean that he's not trying.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
If you're asking me, I think it's a little too little too late. That's where I struggle with it.
That is true, and yeah. I will listen to that. However, like we're looking at what? Week 14, you've got bottom of the bin. Like that's what we're working with.
Right.
There's more of a pulse there than the Sabres. So I'm not going to say, oh, you're trying, so thank you. I am going to say, though, I'm not going to bash you for trying. I'm not going to go after the team for it not working. You're seeing the roster and you're going, we need to fine-tune some things. I put myself in this hole and I need to fine-tune some things, but dang it, if I don't, it's going to be worse.
I think it was too late of a realization, though, and that's where I will say something. The trade deadline is where you do stuff like this and actually get impact players that can come to your roster. That's where this stuff should be taking place. And I get it. You didn't want a Kyrie Elam situation. I do actually understand the Darius Slay move.
Right. And it's
God forbid you go that low into your cornerback depth, right? And you were hoping to just sign Jamarcus Ingram back to the practice squad, neither of which happened, right? So both of them effectively not here. I understand the thought, but to me, and I get it, I'm not a general manager. I don't know. It's an opinion. This should have been what was getting taken care of leading up to the trade deadline.
I agree.
This is far too late. Nothing you're doing now is actually going to make an impact.
The thing is that it could. That's the ideal of making some of these claims. Like, Mecole Hardman was seen as this, like, okay, we've got a punt returner now.
Hardman was the only one because that's on the offensive side of the football where they were in special teams, right? Because they had zero special teams juice with Codrington this year.
Codrington fell off of the cliff after last year, and I don't know what happened, and it's unfortunate. But
what was that centered around most? Special teams, right? And I get it. Special teams is one of the three phases, but defensively, offensively, mm-hmm. Those are the two primary phases of your football game, right? And you did nothing effectively. And even this safety claim, I'm not exactly – like, it's not a world – I like it.
That was the weird
Darnell
thing.
Savage, but from Washington, I just don't know. Like,
so,
it's just weird.
Ready? Savage has played on two teams this year. That should say enough, really.
Yeah.
It's a depth safety piece, but the Bills are so far down, though, on their safety depth that they could welcome this addition.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of why I was a little like mystified by Darius Slay in the first place. I was like, corner? That's not a safety or a linebacker or a wide receiver. I say linebacker because they're so bad in run support this year that like maybe you do get an extra person in here. But I'm like, corner? I didn't think corner would be a concern here. If you get down to Jamarcus Ingram, he's played games and proven to actually like hold his own.
Yeah. I would have been totally fine with Jamarcus Ingram.
I look at last year in Miami.
Yeah.
But, granted, it's Miami, but, you know.
Still.
But it's still an NFL team.
And he's played in other games.
And it's Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. It's not like he's getting to take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand the premise of that at the end of the day. Now, ready? If I say to you the Bills claimed a safety and lost Jamarcus Ingram, it sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you added a position that you were kind of weaker in depth-wise.
For one you had a little bit more.
For one that you were stronger.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. It's that Darius Slay gets claimed, says he's not going to show up, and it blows up in your face, and then you're able to take that roster spot and claim a safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recovery. I'm not going to go ahead and say that this looks good on Brandon Bean. I'm not necessarily going to blame him for the autonomy of a player trying to dictate where he wants to go. Sorry, that's not how the rules work. But I'm also going to go ahead and say, no, Howie Roseman, you don't run the NFL.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are trying to make this happen? So, you know, if Slay doesn't play again, the Bills are going to be seen as the bad guy, quote unquote, in this. But
for hanging on to him and everything like that.
But considering the season that Brandon Bean has had, I would not mind a villainous outlook on this one. Don't relent.
I have to say, and this is just for everybody, you know, rooting against the Chiefs, which I take part in as well.
Right.
Just be ready now that this happened. Chiefs are going to be probably top 10 pick if they don't make the playoffs, right? If they continue to just fall. They're going to...
The NFL's so bad.
You never know.
The Chiefs are not going to land in the top 10.
Maybe they'll trade up to it, though. Maybe they might have more capital to do so with a worse pick, right?
Maybe. Okay, I'll understand that one. But they don't have the...
They're not going to fall apart that bad.
They don't stink that bad.
Mm-hmm. So I think they'll just have more capital to trade up.
There are bad teams that are bad.
You look at this, though, and yes, we're just all in on the Chiefs failing this year. I am too.
Well, the season is. Just
be ready for the Bills now to draft a cornerback with their first overall pick next year, while the Chiefs get another talented wideout to effectively add another leg to their offense, which they don't have. And then, yeah, where the Bills should be drafting a receiver. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. I don't care what the Chiefs do. And I will agree with the general manager on that mindset. I don't care about what the Kansas City Chiefs do. I care what the Buffalo Bills do. And if the Chiefs miss the playoffs with their all-timer type quarterback, that's a bigger failure than what the Bills have done throughout the entirety of the Josh Allen era.
Sure.
The low is lower because Allen, when he misses the playoffs, is a rookie. He doesn't know A from B yet. And he even gets hurt during the season. And the Bills had to start Nathan Peterman in a football game.
Matt Barkley, too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
And Derek Anderson started a game.
Yeah.
Like, that's where that season went. Patrick Mahomes is healthy through the whole year. Patrick Mahomes is actually even playing well. They're 6-6.
Yeah.
So if I were to compare the two of where I'd rather want to be, I would rather want to be Buffalo right now because there is a ticket to the dance.
Well, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I look at this roster.
And the Chiefs are looking at maybe pick 14 at best because the rest of the league is so abhorrent at the bottom of it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
And the Chiefs are probably going to win some more games and put a scare into everyone and be like, oh, great, they're back. And then end up at 10-7, which would not be enough. It would be a heck of a run for them. They'd be going 4-1 to end the year, but they don't have a tiebreaker on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, oops.
I just look at the Bills' game plan, right? And they become a run-first team. And that's fine when it works. It worked in Pittsburgh, right? That's literally the game plan. I see a wild card exit in front of us. I really do. Like, that's where we're at this season with
the
roster
construction.
We'll see
what happens. I'm going to destroy the booty cheek of the week here, by the way. We're going to go to Mark in West Seneca. Mark, real quick, we're up against the clock. What you got?
Real couple thoughts real quick. One about Bills, one about Sabres.
Sure.
Thank God for our running game and that we have the talent to show run, and teams still can't stop us for the most part. Thank God for James Cook because we have a different version of Dorsey, really, is my opinion. Joe Brady, when I hear Dan Orlovsky on TV say the Bills' passing game is elementary at best, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Right.
So, you know what? It may be time to move on from Joe. He looked really good at the beginning of his tenure, but not so much lately. And secondly, on the Sabres real quick, and I hate to bring it up to bring you guys down.
It's okay.
But we're all in the same boat. Does anybody have any idea what Jaro Pekkarinen is doing, other than be named a advisor who's living in Columbus? What did they hire this guy for if they're not going to do anything and he's not going to have any power to give any advice to our wonderful GM, Mr. Adams? I mean, this team has been crying for help. Mm-hmm. This team has been crying for a trade that, on the face of it, may be a little bit suspect, in taking a chance, but they got to shake that team up. And this team, it did not have a top left winger, did not have a second line left winger the moment they traded Paterka, and this guy still sat on his hands. And I just can't. I mean, when the throw-in guy is the best player in the trade for Paterka coming back, that's an issue. That's an issue. So I could go on and on about Kevin Adams, the things he's done. And I'll tell you the other one real quick other thought while I'm going on my bandwagon here. Lindy is not blameless in this whole situation.
Yep.
He has now managed Alex Lyon, who was his best goalie at the start of the year, had a lot of confidence, was playing well, into probably not having any confidence at all. I mean, the way they've handled, the way he's handled the goalies is absolutely horrid. Absolutely horrid. So, and I'll get off there, guys, because I know you're up against the clock.
Mark, real quick on the goalie thing. It's not Lindy's choice to have three of them on the roster. It is Adams. What is Kekalainen doing? I hope he's at least trying to advise, but would you listen to the guy who's probably taking your job? Is probably how I'd structure that one on that answer. And then as for the Bills, I mean, yeah, they are kind of a mess. Most of their losses is their ineffectiveness and inability to get the run game going or teams key on it and then force the Bills into something that they cannot manage to get going being one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your rapid fire. Appreciate the call, though. We're going to get to the break, the booty cheek of the week coming up next, and it's probably going to be me for blowing up the clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, we got to get in here and get out of here. The booty cheek of the week is me because I blew up the break.
That and Sabres are a contender. Also, first take.
Always
the yelling and screaming match from Jeff Saturday and Stephen A. Smith earlier this week. So that's on there.
Max Kellerman did a pretty good interview.
Did
with
you
that.
See that?
Yes.
Yeah, I talked to you about that. I'm glad you watched that. I have only seen like a clip of it. I have to watch the whole thing still.
I read an aggregate of it.
Yeah.
Someone watched it. They wrote pretty much a lot of the key points that Kellerman was getting on. And I liked that. And then Stephen A. is like, oh, I got to respond to Max Kellerman. He's like, no, you don't. We don't have to hear it. You don't have to do it. And he didn't really react either. So
blasphemy.
Okay,
as he says.
Cool. All right. So let's do something cool, though. Actually cool.
Get to break?
Get to break. But also, talk some Big Four basketball. Why? UB's 8-0. St. Bonaventure's 8-1. And they've got some action this afternoon at Alumni Arena at 2 o'clock. We'll talk with Bob Gaughan coming up next here to get into what UB's season has been like, the success so far, and can they keep it up against a team that is projected to beat them in St. Bonaventure, and also the outlook of Big Four basketball in itself. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, this is Sports Talk Saturday. Bob Gaughan coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.